This recording is brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and can be found at www.christianstogether.net. That's christianstogether.net.
Well, we're speaking to Dave Thompson, and Dave is the MSP for the Highland area. And Dave, you're down in the Scottish Parliament. Now, where you are, there was something special happening yesterday.
Yes, well, I put a motion down in the Parliament some weeks ago now, congratulating the Scottish Bible Society and the Bible Society of England and Wales for putting forward the People's Bible Project. That's an amazing project where they've gone all around the country getting people to write out in their own handwriting just a couple of verses of the Bible, which are then automatically put on to through a computer onto the system, onto the web, and are then immediately accessible. And they've actually written well over 18,000 verses, the complete Bible. Everything's been done, so that's a really fantastic achievement.
And it travelled throughout Scotland and in England, and while it was going through your own constituency, you tabled this motion.
That's correct, yes. It was in Skylach, Aber and Badenoch is my constituency. The Bible, the People's Bible, was in Fort William and Portree within the constituency. And I just felt it was fitting to mark the People's Bible, you know, with a motion in Parliament. And I asked for a debate, for a members' debate, as they call it, and I was very pleased to be given time for that. And the amazing coincidence is that the date I was given, and this wasn't prearranged, I didn't actually realise what was going on in Westminster, but in Westminster Abbey yesterday, there was also a service of celebration to mark the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible, and a copy of the People's Bible was being handed over at the same time. So the Scottish Bible Society folk who initiated this couldn't come to the debate in Edinburgh last night because they were all in Westminster Abbey. Isn't that wonderful?
Indeed, quite a remarkable coincidence, providentially, we might say.
Yes, indeed.
Of course, this would have meant that some people who might have been with you yesterday were not able to be there. So as a result of your motion, debate yesterday in the Scottish Parliament, Dave, to mark this very important 400th anniversary, how did the debate go?
I thought the debate went well. I think the main thing about debates like this is just to bring things to the attention of the Parliament and the public and the people. And the fact that we were debating the Bible and the 400th anniversary of the King James Version, I think is in itself a good thing. It lets people see that there are Christians in Parliament and the Bible is still very relevant to our lives today.
And do you feel that within Scotland generally and throughout this exercise of collecting signatures that increased the awareness that people have of the historic place the Bible plays?
I think it did, and during my speech I mentioned a few wee stories that I'd got from the Bible Society about you know, people's experiences when they were coming up to write their verses, you know, and some quite moving stories about folk who, having written a verse, you know, maybe decided to go back to church again, or indeed other stories about people, once they'd written the verses, deciding to go to church for the first time. So I think, you know, with the thousands of verses that were written across the country, it would have had a pretty major impact on many, many people.
So from what you're saying, the Bible in all its majesty, as it were, is having an impact on people today.
Very much so. I mean, the Bible had a huge impact on Scotland. It's woven into our history. It's part of who we are, you know. And in recent years, it has almost sort of disappeared from public life. And I think we need to try to get it back again, because it's just as relevant now as it was in the past.
Yes, and I'm sure that yesterday's events, both in Scotland and in Westminster, would have helped to reinstate it.
Yes, I think we should all do as much as we can to raise people's awareness of the Bible. Every opportunity we get to do that, then we should take it.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time, Dave. You've got a busy day ahead of you, and we'll let you get on with that. But is there anything that you would want prayer for following this presentation and debate?
Yes, well, if people could just pray that, you know, I have the strength and the courage and the wisdom, you know, to make sure that I keep the Lord in the front of everything that I do.
Well, thank you for your time, Dave, and of course we'll pray for the other MSPs who share your Christian faith, and let you get on with your busy day.
Thanks very much, Colin.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
That was a recording brought to you by Christians Together, the website serving the Christian community in the Scottish Highlands and Islands, and it can be found at www.christianstogether.net. That's christianstogether.net.